basically got a lot of snow dumped on us in the last 48 hours. But we're managing it, not quite like the way they do it in Green Bay and Wisconsin, but we're getting it done.
I heard John Abraham had a little incident sliding off the road. Anybody else have a close call?
We had a couple of guys yesterday that weren't able to get to practice. A couple of guys that slid off the road, and we were able to get some people to go help them. And I think it's been documented that Coy Bierman was our extractor, so to speak. He's living from Montana and accustomed to driving in that type of weather. He was able to go get John. John was about 4 miles from the facility, and he went and picked him up. While he was there, he had a tow rope in his big truck, and he just pulled him on out. So we were able to get through it, thankfully, and got everybody here safely and had a good little walk through yesterday.
Other than the weather, just give us an idea of the atmosphere down there for Falcon fans. Obviously, you guys, number one seed, had a great season. Is this the town going crazy for Falcon football?
Well, I can't really answer that simply because we're about 45 miles from downtown Atlanta, our facility, and my commute is from about 30 miles out, so I can't speak for that, but I know when we've gotten to the dome this season, our fans are jacked up, and I would imagine they're going to be real excited about the game on Saturday night. We got a big challenge with the way the Green Bay's playing right now. They're probably playing as well as anybody in the league.
Mike, can you talk about how you've emphasized the elimination of mistakes? You've had so few penalties, so few giveaways this season. What's been the kind of the center of your message on that regard?
Well, I think we try to each and every year try to put a plan, a plan in place for us to have success. Doesn't always work out that way, but this year it sure has come to fruition. The first thing that we talked about is that we wanted to control the clock and win the time of possession, and we've been able to do that. We're one of the top teams in the league in terms of time of possession. I think we're number three. And then we've put a big emphasis on penalties, and we've been very fortunate to be the least penalized team in the league this year. And in addition to that, we've emphasized special teams penalties because they are spot fouls, and even though there may only be a 5 or a 10 yard penalty, they're spot fouls and they are very penal. And then the other thing that we focus on is penalties in the fourth quarter of a game. Games in this league, 51% come down to 8 points or less for the entire season. 25% come down to 3 points or less. So I think it's very important that you don't have critical penalties in the fourth quarter. And then our turnover margin is something that we emphasize, and that's making sure that we have ball security and then attacking the ball from the defensive side. And we've been very fortunate to do those things.
I guess it's maybe along the same lines, but I think when you guys play the Packers, I think both teams have about 8 or 9 possessions. I guess, A, is that typical for you guys? And B, I guess, what's the advantage of just limiting the possessions to on both teams?
Well, I believe that if you can, when you're playing certain teams, you want to limit the possessions because of the explosiveness that they have, and if they get enough snaps, they're going to make their plays. So that was a little bit unusual. We're usually not between 9 and 10, sometimes upwards of 11 and 12, but we definitely want to try to control the tempo of the football game. And the number of possessions, when for the most part this year, we're probably on the low end in terms of the league average.
Mike, why is Turner so difficult to bring down?
Well, when we, Michael is a very compact runner, and I really believe when he comes through the hole, defenders, the only thing they see are shoulder pads and shins. And there's not a whole lot to hit there. And I think he does a very good job of running behind his pads. When we were looking to sign Michael 3 years ago, that was the thing that stood out, was his ability to break tackles. And I think a lot of it has to do with his stature and his running style. He runs very well behind his pads.
Coach, in effect, the Packers have won three straight playoff games. Their last two games they had to win to get in the playoffs, then, of course, beating Philadelphia. Just comment on that and, you know, just how battle-tested these guys are as they come into your place this weekend.
Oh, they are playing very good football. Mike has them ready to go. These last three games have been very impressive. I was impressed with the way that they ran the football in the game against Philadelphia. And, of course, the thing that you have to be prepared for when you're going to face the Mike McCarthy offense is that it's going to be very multiple. You're going to get personnel groupings where there are no running backs in the game, then have five wide receivers all the way to what they did this weekend with three running backs in the ball game at one time. So it is definitely going to stress our defensive staff and our defensive players in preparation. And then when you flip it over, you've got a Dom Capers defense that has got all the multiplicity that he has in terms of his blitz packages and his ability to move people around. They are playing very good football right now, and of course, all the teams in the playoffs right now earn the right to play on. And I've been very impressed. I was very impressed watching the game on Sunday afternoon against the Eagles.
And Coach, when we talked to you during the regular season, you talked about your importance of changing the culture for this organization, and obviously you did that this year with 13 wins and a number one seed. Can you talk a little bit now about the importance of maybe taking that next step with this organization and advancing into the playoffs, deep into the playoffs?
Well, I think that's the natural next step in the progression, is that you want to be a relevant team each and every year, and we felt like we've accomplished that in the first 3 years that we've been here. And being relevant in December means you're going to have a chance to play in the playoffs. And the next step is to have some success in the playoffs. We had an opportunity in 2008, our first year here, to play in a playoff game. We didn't get the result that we wanted, but I believe that we learned from that experience, and not only as players, but as coaches as well. And I think we can take the lessons learned and moving forward help us have a chance to be successful.
How much time did you spend on the Packers during the bye week?
Guys, we spent a good bit of time as a coaching staff. As far as the players were concerned, we did not spend any time. We spent 2 days on the field, and we basically worked against ourselves, basically on some fundamental things that we felt like we needed to tighten up. But as a coaching staff, we had to do our due diligence on all three teams that were in the mix in terms of who we might be possibly playing. And we put some preliminary things together last week, and of course then on Sunday, as soon as it became apparent that we were going to be playing you guys, we went full steam ahead in terms of implementing our game plan.
How different is this team coming up Saturday night from the one that you saw back in, I think, week 12, back in November?
I think that they're definitely have run the ball more effectively through the last quarter of the season, and it's really a very talented football team offensively. They've got so many weapons on the perimeter of the offense with Jennings and Driver. Those two guys can really cause you some issues. And defensively, Clay Matthews, I think, is having arguably defensive MVP type season. So I don't know that it's a whole lot different. It's a very talented team, and they've overcome a lot of adversity this year and have been very resilient, much like we have in terms of playing some very tough games. I think it's going to be a great competitive game where there's two football teams that are playing well right now, going after each other.
Coach, you talked earlier about maybe a game having 9 or 10 possessions. With that in mind, and with the fact that there are two terrific defenses playing each other this Saturday night, can you just talk about the importance of converting those chances when you do get into the red zone and coming away with points and preferably touchdowns?
Yes. Well, situational football in terms of winning the, you know, winning the situations that you have to win. The red zone is one that's very important. And of course, you know, when you're playing defense, you want to keep the opponent out of the end zone. And of course, when you're on the offensive side, you want to score touchdowns. And I think it's going to be very important, because if it ends up being a game that's a 9 or 10 possession game, then it's going to be very important to score touchdowns when you're in the red zone. I think the other thing that takes significance is the third down efficiency on both sides of the, you know, on both sides for both teams. You've got to, when you get into third down situations, you've got to be able to convert. And I know both teams are doing it very well. I know Green Bay's offense is number 8 in the league, and I think we're number 3.
You ever had a kicker have a better year than the way Matt's gone this year?
Matt has played and kicked the ball, as to me, at a Pro Bowl level. Of course, I'm biased in that opinion, but he has kicked a number, I think, 4 game-winning field goals this season. He's been very accurate, and it's great to see Matt come back and play so well.
You mentioned the Packers' offensive formations a few minutes ago. What's the challenge of stopping that full house backfield that they got?
I'm sorry, I only caught part of that.
Yeah, you talked about the Packers formations a while ago. I guess what's the challenge of that full house backfield that they ran a bunch last week?
Well, it's very challenging because it's not something that you see ordinarily throughout the league, so you don't have a lot of time on task in terms of aligning to it. And again, you have the potential there. Although the tailback ended up being the guy that carried the ball in the game last week, but you have a lot of potential there in terms of who can carry the ball, how many lead blockers you can have. It does create issues in terms of your keen. You're not used to keen 3 backs in the backfield. So it's a good scheme, and they've done a very good job with it. And it's something that I think Mike has toyed with throughout his time there at Green Bay. And it was a big emphasis point, obviously, this past game.
What's Weems meant to your field position this year?
Oh, gosh. Eric Weems is such a good story. He's, you know, college free agent that ends up going to the Pro Bowl this year as a special teams player. And he's done a very good job as our kickoff and punt returner. Probably the thing that gets overlooked more so is his coverage prowess. He does a super job in covering kicks on kickoffs and playing a gunner in our punt coverage team. But he's really done a nice job in helping us with our drive starts on the return game, and he's done a very good job. He leads our team in tackles inside the 20 on kickoff coverage.
You talked about Matthews being defensive player of the year, but how good has Abraham been for you guys?
Well, John has bounced back and had a great year. Year one here.